It's Into Your Head, the temporarily daily summer show for next Thursday. Next Thursday from my viewpoint. I can see next Thursday just over the hill over there. It's actually last Friday at the moment. It actually came as a surprise to me. I woke up this morning, I assumed it was Thursday. But no, it's not Thursday, it's Friday. As luck would have it, I'm recording next Thursday's show. So I can live as if it's a Thursday. I'm living as if it's next Thursday rather than yesterday. I have to admit, when I woke up and thought it was Thursday rather than Friday, I was thinking of last Thursday as opposed to the next Thursday when you're going to receive this file. Although when you think about it, in the end, it's probably none of this probably matters very much. This isn't time dependent, this sort of thing, except it is a bit at the moment because it's the Into Your Head temporarily daily summer show. Hello,
you're listening to
the Into Your Head podcast
from Ireland with your humble proprietor, Neil.
Coming up in a moment, we'll have a musical review and appreciation segment on the programme. Those of you who don't appreciate music, I want you to not panic. Don't panic. You don't need to appreciate it already. I will make you appreciate it. I will shove music down your gullet and make you appreciate it. It's like when you have to give a worm tablet to a cat. It's all done out of love. Don't worry. Sometimes when you have to give a worming tablet to a cat, you have to open up their mouth and pinch their nose until they swallow the pill, because they won't otherwise. You can't just go up to a cat and say, here's your worming tablet, swallow it immediately, please, and then I'll give you a treat. You cannot, because for one thing, you can't be just giving cats treats just as a reward for doing stuff that's already good for them, because that just defeats the purpose. For another thing, the world just doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. You may well want it to work like that, but the world isn't the same as your one who wrote The Secret. What's her face? Something Rhonda something something. According to her, all you have to do is will the cat to want to eat the tablet, and then the cat will just swallow it. No, it doesn't work. Maybe it does. I've just failed to adopt her system or understand it correctly. I suppose that's possible. It's possible that someone else, that she's right and I'm wrong. I suppose that's possible. I have to keep an open mind on these matters. It's very important to keep your mind open. Keep your mind as open as possible. Be like a sponge that absorbs everything. You don't have to keep everything in, but absorb it and then analyse it. Allow it to swish around in your sponge-like brain for at least a day or two, and then make up your own mind. Make up your own mind. Where was I? Oh yes, musical segment. There's a musical discussion segment coming up. I will use my harmonica as usual for illustrative purposes and to add a bit of colour, because you have to, when you're educating people, you have to make it a bit colourful. You can't just be a boring old monotonous encyclopedia. You have to have illustrations and a bit of music and a bit of fun, a bit of humour as well. You have to put humour into things. You can't be just doing a lecture. That's why any successful TED Talks lecture or anything like that, you'll find they always start by cracking a joke. They'll say, some fellow will be on and he'll be doing a lecture about AIDS in Africa, and he'll probably start saying, now, some of you may remember the song from the 1980s, I Bless the Rains Down in Africa. I bless the rains down in Africa, he'll say, and then he'll say, well, I don't bless the rains for reasons you're about to find out, because they spread AIDS. That's what he'll say. And then the audience, if they have any kind of a bit of sense of humour or personality about them, they'll laugh and applaud. And that's when you get going onto your serious lecture, when you've got them by the hearts and minds and the sense of humour. What's that thing? There's some fella used to say, or at least I thought he used to say, but he might have just heard a version of a Twisted for the sitcom Yes Minister, where they said, once you've got them by the balls, their hearts and minds will follow. I don't know if that's the original quote or a comedicized version of it. Either way, works for me. Works for me. Anyway, on with the following. I've always been a great believer in the dictum, this microphone is too far down in relation to, oh, in relation to where the surface of the earth is anyway. I need to raise it a bit, raise it a bit. There we go, that's better. That's more appropriate. I noticed I was crouching as well. I was giving myself poor posture just by having the microphone too low down. Isn't that a song? Low down, isn't there? No, there's a few like that, isn't there? There's the status quo song, down, down, deeper and down, 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 deeper and down. I think there's also something else that has a lot of stuff about load. Is there a Led Zeppelin one? I don't know. There probably is. There probably is a Led Zeppelin one. Why wouldn't there be? There's a Led Zeppelin one of everything. Led Zeppelin ripped off every song known to man from the 20th century and did their own interpretation of it. They did their own version of Stairway to Heaven was originally penned by Johann Sebastian Bach. Back before he went deaf, he penned Stairway to Heaven. He said, there's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold. Except in those days, of course, back in the 1500s, everything that glittered was gold. It didn't have electricity yet. So if it was glittering, you could rule out anything of an electrical nature. You could say, no, there's nothing electrical there. That glittering must be natural, or else it's tin foil. Did they have tin foil in those days? I don't know. Or it could have been, I suppose, an extraterrestrial spaceship. They could have brought their own electricity with them in the form of a battery. Or those people back there wouldn't have understood that stuff. Everyone in the 15th century was as thick as two short planks rubbed together. They would have, if they had seen a spaceship, they would have just thought it was, oh look, it's some sort of a monster. It's some sort of a monster is being sent by Satan to punish us for, oh, to punish us for putting on our sunshades. They just invented sunshades and people were putting them on and shielding their face from the sun, and it was angering the sun god, because the sun god says, are you trying to cover me up and keep me out of your soul by reflecting me back towards me and blinding me? And the sun god got pissed off and he sent Satan. He said, I may as well get some use out of this Satan fellow. I'll hire him. Even though he's my enemy, I'll hire him. Because that's what they say. They say, know your enemy and make full use of him. Put his presence to your advantage in whatever way you can. That's what they always say. Anyway, no, Stairway to Heaven wasn't. It wasn't written by Johann Sebastian Bach. I made that up. But there was a song. There is a couple of websites. If you do a search for Led Zeppelin ripoffs, you'll find that every Led Zeppelin song known to man has a predecessor that sounds suspiciously similar. And once you find out, it'll rip your life apart. You'll never believe in anything ever again. Those of you who grew up listening to your man going, when the levee breaks, when the levee breaks. Then you go back and you hear that other song. You listen to hear When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin, and then you go back and hear this one. You may remember this one. This is going to blow your mind now. Bye. Bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee and the levee was dry. Some good old boys are drinking whiskey and wine, and Madonna's going to cover this, but at least she'll pay the fee, and Led Zeppelin will do one that's completely the same as this, because it's about levees too, but they'll pretend it's their own, and they'll go... Well, if it keeps on breaking, the levee's going to fall. Mean old levee, something going to kill us all. Nevy, Levy, Levy. Chevy, Chevy, Chevy. That is a load of bollocks. That is a load of bollocks. Anyway, you get the general idea anyway. You get the general thrust as being thrust in your direction, this whole concept. Admittedly, nothing I said here is factually accurate, except the whole thing about there being a phenomenon of people finding strange coincidences in Led Zeppelin songs. You can go and do your research about that yourself. I'm not going to do your homework for you. Go and figure it out yourself if you're interested.
You're listening to Into Your Head, hosted by Neil, Ireland's version of the Octomom. Except he's a dude. And has cats.
I do indeed have cats, super listener jury. I have cats, as well you know it. As well you know I have cats. So I suppose you're perfectly entitled to say so in a voiceovery thing. You're perfectly entitled to assert that I have cats because you've met some of them. You've met some of my cats. Not only have you met them, you've probably petted them. Unless I didn't know it. I can't remember whether you petted them. Maybe you avoided them like the plague and you managed to convince me that you weren't avoiding them somehow through a smoking mirrors thing. I can't remember. I can't remember. Did you pet any of my cats when you visited here? Wait a minute. I'm trying to remember. Would I have any security footage of the time? I don't think so. That's not really what security footage is for, if we're honest. It's not for checking whether people petted your cats. But no, let's give you the benefit of the doubt and assume that you did pet my cats, or at least he did. Didn't avoid them. I don't think you did, actually. I don't think I gave you an opportunity to avoid them now that I think about it, seeing as how they probably let them in on the dining room table to eat the leftovers. I probably did. So that's what usually happens here. So no, I take that back, jury. You didn't avoid my cats at all. So we can put that little controversy behind us and move on. Monkey nuts. That's what they call them. They call them big, steaming, shit-eating, piss-paw boiling, ant-eating, monkey nut absorbing, monkey nut cannibal. Do monkey nuts cannibalize themselves? They probably do. Isn't that how nature works pretty much? You grow a monkey nut and then it drops a seed and then the seed drops on the ground and then the monkey nut itself eventually dies if it's not eating and it rots on the ground and then it turns into fertilizer and it fertilizes the seed and the seed grows into a new monkey nut tree and monkey nuts grow, and that's pretty much how it works. I know I'm simplifying it a bit, but I'm not talking to the world's most advanced scientists here. No offense. I'm talking to bog standard normal people, the kind of people who listen to this. That's who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you, basically. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking to you, in case it's not obvious. It should be obvious. I'm not talking to anyone else. What's that song that goes, I'm not talking to any... Oh, that's not right. That's not right. There is a song that goes a bit like that, though. Just not as close to what I was saying as I would have liked it to be. Although it goes something like, I don't belong to anyone else, I belong to me, or something along those lines. I would know, it doesn't really fit in as well as I thought it might before I started performing it. But no, never mind. You can't have everything work exactly the way you want it in this world. I'd like this printer to spew out banknotes here, and not fake ones, real ones. I'd like my printer to spew out real banknotes, ones that aren't fraudulent, ones that won't get you put in jail when you use them. No, it doesn't work like that. Just because you want it doesn't mean it's going to work. Although I haven't. Maybe I should try the printer. Will I try the printer? No, I will not. I will not. I've got a limited supply of paper. I'm not going to waste it on some crap that I know damn well doesn't work like that. You see, that's the thing. You see, you have limited resources, so use them on something that you know has some chance of working, or at least on something that you don't know for definite won't work. And this would be something that I know for definite won't work, so that'll be wastage. That'll be wastage and wasteology. It will be an absolutely disgusting application of the world's limited printing resources. For another thing, I would also some. Although now you mention it, if I were to print out pointless nonsense on this printer, that would create further wealth for one of the printer ink companies, and thereby I'd be indirectly creating money. So I suppose in a way I would be printing money, just not for me, so wouldn't be. It's a bit like that thing that Professor Stephen Hawking will tell you, or it's one of his ilk. Anyway, he'll tell you, oh, if you have matter there, any matter you create, it destroys matter, or something like that. I might be saying, any matter that you flush out of your system appears somewhere else. It doesn't just disappear. You can't just get rid of matter. So if I flush out... That doesn't make any sense. I've lost the plot. Anyway, there now follows the end of this episode of Into Your Head, the temporarily daily summer show. Don't worry, there'll be another one tomorrow. There'll be another one tomorrow along like clockwork, 1 minute past midnight Irish time, which if you're a foreigner, many of you will receive it yesterday, because it comes out at midnight 01 my time, then a lot of you are going to get it last night, basically. So in fact, that means you've probably got it already. You should check your feed, and while you're there, do me a favor and rate and review the show in iTunes. It's very important. It gets me up the charts, just like Justin Bieber didn't get where he is today without having kids going along and reviewing his podcast on iTunes, and every single review he got pushed him up the charts a bit, or kept him up there a bit longer and helped him get to the top. And that's why he is what he is today, a spoiled brat. So please make me the spoiled brat of Irish podcasting by rating and reviewing the podcast in iTunes, and in return I'll do a daily episode for the next few weeks until I run out of steam. I think that's a reasonable deal. Well, it's not a deal until you agree to it, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and assume that you do agree to it. I assume you're coming to this in good faith, and you're not just here to deny me the small request that you review and rate my program in iTunes. Just go to iTunes. Do it now. Go into iTunes, search for Into Your Head, and rate and review the show and say it's very good. It's very good. I say it's one of the finest podcasts known to man. And then click on the thing with the stars and click the maximum number of stars and then submit it, and then go off about your day happy that you've supported something. Put yourself behind something in the world, for Christ's sake. Don't sit on the fence forever. If you can't say anything about the situation in the Middle East, you can't say anything about whether or not global warming is a thing, at least you can put your neck out and say what you think about this podcast that you think is great, and then you'll have achieved something for the day. Isn't it absolutely fantastic? You can achieve anything just by sitting there typing. You can input your thing into the world. Basically, the world is there, and you're injecting some of your DNA into it and influencing it. So if you were to drop dead tomorrow, you'd know you'd contributed something to the world. Absolutely fucking fantastic. Into your head.